let's begin maybe with a few basics of what we really want in chinuch, but okay, we have time, we're okay. So the first thing we need in chinuch is time. Again, if you don't have time, if you're seeing your kids on your way out to work and you're visiting them again as they're going to sleep, there's not that much you can do in chinuch. There's that you need time. And there are tricks to having time. I found one Shabbos I started analyzing with my wife, and I realized that one of my children I wasn't spending enough time with. So I said to that child, our daughter, I said, why don't we make a chavrusa while I wash the dishes after the meal Friday night? So I'm doing the dishes, she's reading from Divrei Hayamim, and she loves the chavrusa. So I couldn't find time in the regular schedule, but we were able to overlap it with something else, and from her end, she just got time. And she's the only one who learns Divrei Hayamim with me as I'm washing the dishes. If we think about time, we find different niches where we could stick the kids in and give them time. And children need time. And there's no change for that. There's no substitute for that. One of the challenges parents face is when there's a new baby, and the child who's two or three is very jealous, and you need to give the baby time, how do you give that child time? So again, this is a trick my mother-in-law taught us. She has a rule that whenever she's nursing, she's reading a book to a child. That this way, the older child likes it when the mother's nursing the baby. Because otherwise, what does the older child see? Mommy's giving all the attention, the other kid gets hugged. It's very normal that the older child, who's two or three, is going to come and say, I want a nurse too. It's very nice. Why shouldn't a child want it? Okay, but if the child sees that nursing time is quality time for them, so then they're not jealous. They're very happy. Nursing is good. Mommy, maybe you want to nurse the baby, because then they get quality time. They get to have a book read to them. So there are tricks. I'm saying that if you think about it, then you discover there are ways to give kids time. Kids don't always need alone time. Sometimes we as parents think a child needs time alone with us. I was surprised. My children taught me this. I would sometimes offer a child to come with me on a trip. So what's a trip? That's also important. I remember once one of the kids was two or three, and they heard I was taking the older kids on a trip. So they started clamoring, Abba, I want a trip, I want. I said, you're right, you deserve a trip, let's go on a trip. You ready? Okay, put on your shoes, put on your hat, get your water bottle. Are you ready? Give me your hand. Okay, we went outside, we went to the yard, we walked around the yard once, twice, three times, and then I came home and I said, Ima, you know what a great trip we had. And he was glowing, he was beaming, he had his trip. He doesn't know what a trip is. You know, so when the kids were young and they said they wanted a Lag BaOmer fire, so we took three candles and we lit them in the afternoon and we went outside, we danced around it, and they were happy, and we brought them back in. And they said, wow, we had a Lag BaOmer. They came back to school. They told all the kids they had a Lag BaOmer fire. They don't know the difference. In their mind, they had a great Lag BaOmer fire. I'm saying there are a lot of trips. We can do a camping trip out in our porch because they don't know what a real camping trip is. So they just went camping on the porch. They saw the stars. They got bit by the mosquitoes. They could be outside and complain they don't have a bathroom accessible. They have a trip. If we remember that their perspective is different than ours, then we can, I wouldn't use the term get away with, but we can make them very happy, and we don't have to do grandiose things. A three-year-old does not need great adventure. They don't need a theme park. If you go to the regular park, and you take some old bottles and you punch a hole in the cap and you fill them with water and they could have a water fight, they had an amazing trip to the park. Now they had a water fight, they come home, who needs to travel far? The kids can be so happy with simple things. Very often we take our perspective and we don't realize that the children are so happy with simple things. I was invited to a bar mitzvah that was as big as a wedding. Literally. I mean, they gave out what people don't give out at weddings at that bar mitzvah. And at the end of the bar mitzvah, the father says to the kid, okay, now we're going to go celebrate your bar mitzvah and take you on a helicopter ride to see all of Israel. And the kid says, but that's boring. We did that last year. So, okay, they upped the ante. Now they have to figure something better for the kid for the bar mitzvah. We shouldn't up the ante. Kids can be very happy with very simple things. You're toilet training your child. So you tell the child, if you're going to go to the bathroom, every time you go to the bathroom, you're going to get, what are you going to say? So you could say a pretzel, you could say a Winkie, you could say a mini chocolate chip, or you could say a raisin. But for most kids, if you didn't get them used to bigger things, then in their book, they're going to be very happy with a chocolate chip. Now you can up the ante, but then you're going to have to keep upping the ante. It doesn't always work because kids in school suddenly get used to much bigger prizes, and when they have a birthday party, they come home with these tekelach that are enough to feed the family. That's a problem. But at least in our own Dalet Amos, in our own home, we can really keep the kids happy with a lot of simple things. Kids can be very, very happy, and kids learn to entertain themselves. One of the major differences between the United States and here is that in the United States, people believe they always have to entertain the kids. And so parents are very busy because the kids are bored. So the parents are like, they have to do something. And in Israel, so there's the American approach in Israel and the Israeli approach in Israel. Israelis very often say, go play. And the kids leave the house. And that's not so great because then the kids grow up outside and you really don't know what's going on with your kids. But what they're right about is that the kids really can entertain themselves. If you let kids play, kids will play, and they will discover how to have a lot of fun together. And you don't have to buy all the fancy and expensive toys. You give them a certain amount to play with, they're going to be happy. Unless you get them used to other things. If you get them used to this idea that your job is to entertain them, then they will expect to be entertained. So we said the first steady in chinuch is we need time. And time, what I started saying was that I'd sometimes invite the kids for a trip. And the kid would say, can I bring my siblings with me? Which was a surprise to me, because I was offering one child, and I thought the child would jump on the opportunity to have one-on-one time. And suddenly the child says, no, it's more fun if I bring my siblings with me. So it taught me something, that the kids don't always feel like they need that one-on-one time. And again, we as parents have to be open to hearing what they need, not just what we think they need. The second point is something we touched on before, and that is that not everything is a chinuch issue. We shouldn't take things personally, and we shouldn't be quick to react. Another good rule in chinuch is, if it's really important, it'll happen again. Don't worry, you don't usually miss opportunities in chinuch. If your child was chutzpahdik, it'll happen again, don't worry. You didn't react right this time, you'll be able to react right the next time. Almost every chinuch challenge repeats itself. And that means we have opportunities to discuss it with our spouse, to think it over. It's rare that you miss an opportunity where you tell yourself, oh, I should have done that, and that would have been right. It's very, very rare. Another important rule in chinuch is that we're parents and not friends. Often parents want to be the child's friend, and that's a big mistake. We will, at a later date, discuss that so long as our perspective is pure, that's when we usually don't make mistakes. When we start having a tainted perspective, when we have goals that are not real for the kid, that's when we make mistakes. And one of those is when people want to be the child's friend. You don't need to win their friendship. You're the parent. They're lucky to have you. And if there's one line you should remember leaving tonight, it's that. Your children are lucky to have you as parents. Whether you're the best parent or you're the best parent, your children are lucky to have you as parents. And you have to work off of that. You need to improve, we all need to improve. And I want to end and then go over to the questions that people sent in, because people sent them, wow. I don't know who sent in the questions, but they are good questions and tough questions and worthwhile questions, so we'll deal with that, Bezrat Hashem, for the second half of tonight. I want to end with a few basic and very, very important tools in chinuch. One is digression. So I came to put on a diaper after our 2.5-year-old had a bath tonight. And he was adamant, he doesn't want me to put on his diaper, he wants Iman to put on the diaper. So what do you do? So the most natural thing to do is try to talk to him and then pick him up and just put on the diaper, right? No. So digression is a phenomenal tool, and it works to adults too. It works our whole life, but with children it's really, really good. So I just asked him, can you wiggle your toes? Do you know how to wiggle both feet's toes at the same time? So he started. And with that, we were done. I said, great. Can you pick up your feet and wiggle your toes? Can you do it as I put on the diaper? Now, can you put your feet down and wiggle your toes? And by the time I was done with the diaper, he was so busy showing me how he's wiggling his toes, we were done. It's a huge tool. And the child says, I don't want to go in. It's such a nice blouse you're wearing today. Can you show me all the different flowers on your blouse? Now we start seeing the flowers on the blouse. Now let's go inside and look in the mirror at the blouse. And the child doesn't even notice. You went inside, and we're done. We should try to avoid conflict that's direct. Very often you can accomplish a lot with children. And again, this works with adults as well. You can accomplish a lot by just digressing. Switch the topic. Don't go head on. The kid says he doesn't want you to change the diaper. Fine. So let's talk about something else, and they won't even notice that we changed the diaper. And you could avoid many, many, many conflicts. And this works at least till the child is 7. After that, you have to be a little bit more sophisticated, and it still works.